Turn with me to Psalm 78. Psalm 78, reading from verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but to keep his commandments. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. I must tell you that the verses that Brother David set before us, I had on my heart this very evening. And he pointed out to us that the moment that Esau and Jacob met, that Esau wanted to know who was this great company. He says, these are the children which God has so graciously given to me. At the end of Jacob's life, they're the sons of Joseph. And Jacob, now his eyes are dim, and he says to Joseph, who are these? He said, these are my sons. And Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph. Yes, the first was moved to the second place. The second was blessed first. And in Psalm 78, young people, God brings this, if he would, summarizes what we had in those separate accounts with Jacob. He summarizes it here in Psalm 78. Jacob could say that God had blessed him with great material things. He had wealth, he had cattle. He had much wealth that God bestowed upon him in blessing. But you know the most important, the most valuable assets that Jacob had and that Joseph had were the children that God had given to him. It was through Jacob, through his loins, that there was an offspring, a generation that God was going to raise up, that he had hoped that they would be faithful to their God, to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I want to tell you, young people, that God is interested in your generation. He's interested in you and you and you individually. You count to God. But you must also recognize that you must count to yourself. And this is what Brother David has set before us. We lack nothing spiritually. And I would suggest that even materially, God has blessed us that we don't really understand that we don't lack anything in the Western world. You travel outside of the United States, you will see many who lack much. So we don't lack for the things that we need in this life. We don't lack for the spiritual blessings that are there for us. The inheritance. That's what you have in Ephesians. The land of Canaan is a picture of the inheritance that God had promised. Excuse me, not a picture. It is a literal inheritance there that God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A land that was to flow with milk and honey. If you remember when they searched out the land, the fruit was so sweet, so great, the abundance could barely carry it. Our God is a God of merciful supply, bountiful supply, overflowing. His storehouses cannot be depleted. But for us today, it is spiritual, young people. You see, in Jacob, he established a testimony. He wanted, God wants, the Lord Jesus wants young people who in your generation will take up the baton, young people, and be faithful young men and young sisters. He's not given into your hands all of these blessings for you to be occupied with foolishness. He wants you to set your priorities right, young people. God knows more than you how important it is for you to go to school and do well. He knows how important it is for you, if you have talents and skills, to go and work in vocational areas. Oh, how we need young men, young sisters who have skills in those areas. He wants and he knows how important it is for your own personal stability and growth, for some of you to have partners in life so that you might serve him. He also knows that perhaps not everyone in this room he will give a partner to. Some he leaves as single men, single young women, so that they are unencumbered and they may serve him in a way that you cannot serve him when you have a wife or a husband or children. But he has given to your generation the inheritance, young people. He's given the blessings. He wants you to establish or be those who want to establish a testimony in the areas from which we come. We're growing older, many of us. So are you. When the baton has to be passed, young people, to your generation, are you going to be ready? Are we going to say, I didn't learn enough? Are we going to say that I played too much? I was so upset with this. You know, I lost my vision. Who are these? These are the children that God has graciously given to us. You know, as older brothers and sisters that work with us, we view you all as our spiritual children. We have biological, natural children. We love them. We earnestly want them to follow on. And we want the same thing for you all. You know, Brother Emil, Sister Diane, Brother John, Sister Nancy, Brother David, I'm sure during the holiday time, they could figure out a place to vacation and replenish the energy. Brother Chris, who drove from Charlotte to bring his boys and Daniel, could figure, well, to stay home and enjoy a few days of rest. But you know why we're here? We love you. We know what God did for us, the generation that was before us. It says that he established a testimony in Jacob. He didn't want that generation to hide the goodness of God to them.